Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, with only a few days left until the presidential election.
Oh, yeah.
No, about it's a little more than a year away.
It's forever.
And things are starting to heat up. And what I love is when celebrities endorse candidates.
Oh, yeah.
Because that helps. I always try to live my life like a celebrity.
Celebrities of note are important.
Yeah, and when I find out how a celebrity is voting, then I know how I should vote. Mm-hmm. And with the debate tonight, it really is political stuff is on everyone's mind. So let's call a celebrity. I will reveal who it is when he answers. It is a he, and we'll find out who this celebrity is endorsing. He's already announced.
Oh, all right.
I think he announced on the Huffington Post.
In early.
Yes.
Thou that rag.
That's a good paper.
Lib rag.
Calling on the rotary phone. Experience nice. Good fidelity. He usually picks up after a certain number of rings, but I won't reveal it.
All depends if you've had lunch, I imagine.
That's true. With our late start today, we might be catching him post-lunch.
True.
Tyson residents, Iron Mike speaking.
Hi, Mike.
Iron Hello. Mike Tyson?
Who's calling?
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Rob Spiewak with Oscar Santana. Mike, how are you?
Oh, hi, Rob. How are you? It's good. Thanks for calling. I just finishing up lunch.
What did you have for lunch?
I had a couple of cheeseburgers, and I had some sweet potato french fries. Oh. They were fantastic. You know, they're healthier than the regular french fries.
Do you make those yourself?
I had sweet potato. I bake them in the oven. They just taste like fried. It's just as good. You just don't have to put them in the oil and everything like that. You just shove them in the oven, and they just get crispy. And they're just good. You know, I'm trying to keep my weight down. I'm not in my fighting weight, but I'm just trying to keep my weight down. Mm-hmm. You never know when I might want to get back in the game, you know?
You cook them yourself, or do you have a cook?
I cook them myself. I don't have a housekeeper. I don't do that crap anymore. I like to cook my own food. And, you know, I just don't trust people. They put poison in it and stuff like that. You know,
what?
They just they put some stuff on your table that tastes like, you know, it tastes like crap. And I want to make sure. I don't want to yell at somebody because they're making the wrong food. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my food. I put my food in the oven. I cook it out. And I say, you know, how can I mess it up? I'm not going to poison myself, bitch.
Mike.
Whoa.
What if they were to poison the sweet potatoes before you bought them?
I can't control the grocery store. They don't know that Mike's coming into the grocery store. If I'm going to go down to Wegmans or Whole Foods, the Giant, Safeway, or Piggly Wiggly, or the Kroger's, I'm not gonna walk in and, you know, say, oh, Mike Tyson's going to be shopping, buying sweet potatoes here. We're going to put some poison, get a hypodermic needle, and...
So the method would be a hypodermic needle full of poison right into the yam.
Iron Mike, are you a dessert guy?
Mike, I'm sorry.
Are you there?
I'm sorry, we lost the connections.
No, we see. I
think take a hypodermic needle, squeeze the poison in the sweet potatoes. If I'm going to go to the Kroger and I'm going to take the sweet potatoes out, and they're going to go, hey, Mike's going to be here. I see him get out of the giant Cadillac Escalade, and he comes walking in, and they put a hypodermic needle here. Make sure he's always going to the sweet potatoes. We're going to put the hypodermic needle in the sweet potatoes. That's not going to be. I don't worry about this. What am I, paranoid?
Mike, are you a dessert guy?
I like dessert.
More a prepared dessert or something that you make?
I like ice cream.
Ice cream sandwich?
I like Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia. I like Ben and... I'm sorry, let me just pronounce that again. Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia. That's the one that I like. Ben and Jerry's Garcia. I like Heath Bar Crunch. Bar Crunch is pretty good, too. I like that.
You ever tried Chubby Hubby?
I don't like Chubby Hubby. No, I don't like that. Chunky Monkey. I like Chunky Monkey. I feed Chunky Monkey to my pigeons that I have on the roof. I still play with my pigeon. Yeah, I still play with my pigeon.
How many pigeons do you have now?
42. I got 42 pigeons that are on my roof. And I love my pigeons. I know all their names by heart.
Who's your favorite?
Rihanna.
Still Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you lost any pigeons to poisoning?
No, but I had a couple pigeons one time. They were they got disoriented when I moved to my new place, and they flew into a power line, and they got fried. But that was frustrating too.
Did you find that to be sad?
I was sad. I didn't like that. I didn't care for that. I lost two of my prized pigeons, and
which ones were those again?
That was Gus and Birdie. And Gus flew in the power line, Birdie flew right in the back of him, and they both they're called smoke and burning feathers.
Sure, nothing like the smell of burning feathers.
That's terrible, man. That was the day I wish that I'd gone to the grocery store and somebody put a hypodermic needle in the potatoes and poison me, because I was so sad. I just assumed die.
Take me now.
You're an accomplished author.
Oscar, how you doing? How you been?
I am great. Thank you.
How's Shannon's hand? Is Shannon's hand
all
right?
My hand is great. Thank you for asking.
That's good. I'm glad.
So you're a champion. You're an accomplished author. You actually have found success.
Stand-up comedian. I'm a movie actor.
You have found success on Broadway as of late.
I'm Mike's show, my one-man show, Titan. Yeah.
And now,
what's it called?
I don't know what it's called, Rob. Don't ask me those specific questions. You know when I know these bits. Well, you ask me a specific question. I don't remember the name of everything like that. How am I supposed to do that? That'll diminish the bit. You damage my credibility, bitch. I have dipped my toe into the political pond.
Thank you.
And by doing that, you're ready to offer the candidate you endorse.
Yes, I am. I'm very proud to say I'm supporting this individual for president.
All right, and who is that individual?
I'd like to say this is I'm Mike Tyson, and I'm throwing my hat into the ring for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Now,
make America great again. That's what I'm saying. Make America great again. Donald Trump's a spectacular person. He's a good businessman. He's very powerful, successful. He's done a lot of his life. He's like he's accomplished many things in business and building buildings. He's also he's building buildings.
He's building buildings, right?
He built buildings. He's done that. He's a fantastic guy. He's a good guy. He's a strong guy. Doesn't take any crap. He doesn't worry about political correctness and all that stuff. That's why. And he's got. I have one of his hats in my bedroom right now. It's hanging up on one of my hat racks. It says "Make America Great Again." It's bright red with white lettering. It's fantastic.
You said you have on one of your hat racks. Do you have a lot of hat racks?
I got 30 hat racks in one of my rooms.
30 hat racks
in my trophy room. I keep it with my belts. All my championship belts and all my trophies and my banners and all that thing. My posters for my different fights.
Do you wear a lot of hats?
I wear hats sometimes.
Like
you wear hats too. Why are you giggling about that? You think it's why you think it's so silly that I wear hats? Every man wears
top hats.
I got a top hat. I can put it on for you right now if you want.
I like that.
That seems to be making its way onto the show every single day. Is that a bitch?
Are those rhinestones on your top hat?
Yeah, that's my. I got this special from my friend Mark Riddell at the Ringling Brothers Bottom and Benny Circus. He gave me a very exclusive. He said, "I am Mike. The only other person that has this hat is Mike O'Meara. He does a podcast." And I said, "Man, what a thrill it's going to be wearing a hat from the greatest show on earth." There we go. Thanks a lot. That's a plug for Bonham and Brady and Circus. Yeah, how about that? Feld Entertainment. Feld Entertainment.
Feld Entertainment, of course.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. By the way, I hope you got a chance to catch that Frozen on Ice. Disney's Frozen on Ice. That's a great show. Made me cry just to watch that. Those skaters are so talented. They're so flexible. They got big thigh muscles, and they can skate around or the rink and do such a nice thing with that.
You know what else Feld does, Mike, is they do the monster truck rallies.
I'm not a big monster truck person, but I think they do a nice job on that, too. That's exciting, too. We could list all the things they do, but then it wouldn't be as funny. You got any more questions about politics?
I do have a question. Now, you talk about the greatest show on earth.
You take more dynamite into this bit than anybody I've ever seen.
Don't you think?
I'm trying to do the best job I can. You just try to send me down a highway. Just make it up, Mike. Pull it out of your ass. That's what you want to do. Absolutely.
It's funny when you refer to yourself and the third person is Mike.
That's
very,
right.
Very
Mike,
true.
Mike, a couple of Mikes at work today. Yes, sir.
Now, what is it about Donald Trump that you think can make this country great again? What do you see in Trump?
He doesn't worry about being politically correct. He doesn't take crap from nobody. He's got his head on straight. He's got his good head on his shoulders. He knows New York. He lives in New York. I'm from New York. Everybody's from New York knows that Donald Trump's very popular in New York. He's had a good TV show. He's built buildings, big, tall buildings. He knows knows politics. He gets it. He can handle himself like a man in the arena. He's just fantastic. And he told me one time. He told me one time that he likes me, and he likes something about me. I said from that very day, I'll probably support him whatever he does in life because of what he said to me.
What did he say?
He said he liked my pigeons.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's sad when a mother has to speak the words that condemn her own son. But I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder. They'll put him away now, as I should have years ago. He was always bad. And in the end, he intended to tell them I killed those girls and that man, as if I could do anything except just sit and stare like one of his stuffed birds. Well, they know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet, just in case they do suspect me. They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see, and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Ooh, scared kids. I also played that tape for Mother's Day.
Oh, my God. That is so scary. Rob knows the history of that. I'll ask him about that in a second. Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, most of them. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Next Issue/Texture.
Oh, Texture now, yeah.
I've told you about our sponsor, Next Issue. Well, how's the best way to read all your favorite magazines? And you can do it on your tablet. You can do it on your phone. You can read them anytime, anywhere. Well, Next Issue's new name is Texture.
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 And Texture has spectacular new features that guarantee you the best reading experience around. Texture's fantastic. You can share it with your family members. You can put it on your tablet, your iPhone. You can get your all-access pass where you can read all the magazines. They've got all the best magazines in the world. They're always available on your phone or tablet. And you can get your free trial at texture.com/TMOS. Texture lets you browse hundreds of magazines and cherry pick the articles that interest you the most. And Texture's editorial team will even recommend stories for you on a daily basis. Oscar Santana.
Yes, when I went to Vegas, I loaded up my Texture app with all of my favorite magazines. I got to read an in-depth look at Entertainment Weekly's Spectre review of the new James Bond film.
Oh, yeah. So it looks
very
good.
Cool.
Looks very
right
good.
There in my hand.
Vanity Fair people, you, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, Newsweek, New York. I could go on and on. They got them all. Texture has a curated collection, so you can really dive deep into your favorite topics. They satisfy any and every interest with Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Wired, Entertainment Weekly, National Geographic, Consumer Reports. Those are just more magazines I'm listing for you. You can even download articles and issues for offline reading, and you can share your subscription with the entire family. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Unrestricted access to the world's best magazines, from back issues to the ones on newsstands today. Try Texture for free right now.
Do it now.
At texture.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Woo! We are delighted to have you here with us on the Mike O'Mara Show again. I want to start out, as I seem to have been starting every show
yes.
this week, with an explanation and an apology. I know, and I didn't get one single solitary message from anybody other than telling me how helpful it was, that they're suffering through the same thing with insurance companies. And I just want to say, though, I know I got off the air yesterday and I said, man, I spent almost the entire show bitching about the process. And my, you know, I really, while I know I try to make it a little entertaining, I know it was therapeutic for me. Okay. And I know that at the end of that, I felt this horrible feeling that I get occasionally that might not have been all that wonderful for people to hear, because it was really what I was living at that very
moment.
Mike,
I think it's very real and very relatable. And the very fact that you were dealing with Napoleon Dynamite and he called you dude, I think that makes it something. You know what? And you don't have to be going through health insurance to realize that what you were is up against a behemoth of an industry. And we've all gone up against the Goliath before, and you have no control. I think it's very relatable.
Feel like a germ. You feel you're so insignificant. But the fact is that I know ultimately that when Mrs. O'Mara starts to get frustrated with me when I'm doing it in my real life, and yesterday we dealt with it all day again.
Yeah.
But we got some resolution towards the end. Not any resolution that was satisfaction. Mm. It was resolution simply because a decision was made and we accepted the crap that we decided to accept as crap.
You took
that's the only way that it works.
The best resolution where none of them were good resolutions.
Yeah, we are now today, we have one last cog, and that is dental insurance, which is an even more convoluted, conjuring bullcrap thing. And we're doing that today. And I knew that I'd gone too far when the lady that was helping us at the insurance company I said, so are you able to give me that list? She said, yes, I had some trouble with my email. I said, yeah, well, that's true. Can you get that to me? She said, yeah. And she said, oh, by the way, you know that that money you had to give me like by the end of day today?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be able to enroll you until 2 days from now. I said, yeah, so I understand that. And I'm looking at her, and I'm on the phone. I'm saying, yeah, I understand that's the way it works, and that makes sense for your business. Mm-hmm. You're in. You need the money immediately. But, of course, you're not going to be able to do what you said you were going to do until you can do it at your convenience. You know, that's just, it's on their terms.
Of course, and you have no way to combat it.
Yes.
It's the only game in town.
I thought we were done talking about this.
And as I was done talking, I took my phone and I flipped off the phone. I was showing the middle finger to the phone, and Carla was just like, I've had it with you. I've had it with you dealing with. I said I didn't say anything.
Do they offer divorce insurance?
I was just flipping her off. I was just putting my middle finger. It helps me. It helps me. So I did it. So my apologies for that. I wanted to say.
Do you think by showing the middle finger to your phone, did that stop you from some yelling, some bad attitude?
It just makes me feel better.
Okay.
It makes me feel better to flip off the phone. I flip off a lot of things. You know, I'll be sitting there, and the best one is when you sit back in a chair and you've got both of them, and
the double pumper. Yeah.
It's like the Lady of Justice. You know. You're kind of
the scales of justice.
Like that.
Nice.
So that's it. And I just wanted to say ever forward. And Oscar, thank you for making me feel guilty all over by saying, now we're talking about it again. Stop it.
Yeah.
We're going to, because I lead today with you.
Oh, yes.
And Las Vegas. In Las Vegas.
Of course.
Yeah. I love it.
And now, I know Oscar had a good time in Las Vegas when he comes back, and we're planning to do, hopefully, in about a year's time, we're going to be doing a trip to New Orleans, Louisiana, and Oscar comes back and goes, maybe we should do it in Las Vegas.
I've been looking at some of our amazing options.
He's totally Vegas now. Yeah, that tells me, without any more explanation, that you, my boy, had a good time out in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've never been to downtown Las Vegas proper.
Old Las Vegas, as they call it? Yeah,
Fremont Street, right?
Yes, Fremont Street.
Mm-hmm. That's where the Flamingo is, correct?
Yeah, and also the old International, which became the old Hilton, and now I think it's just called the LVH, the Las Vegas
Where they
Hotel.
All used to be.
That's where
they
Elvis
all used
played,
to be,
yeah.
Right? The Sands.
So
and,
the original Vegas, right?
Yeah, right. Frontier.
So the reason why we were down there is because the new Zappos headquarters is in the old Las Vegas City Hall building.
Really?
They took over that building when City Hall was moved. Right?
Yes.
So we stayed.
I will just say before you go on that in my opinion, and I've traveled all over Las Vegas, I will tell you that part of town, I don't buy into the whole charm thing as far as the casinos. I think the casinos are a little threadbare when you go
in.
And
I have also heard from many cab drivers that even if you buy into the charm, like Transylvania, be out of there before the sun goes down. It's not the best neighborhood. And I can only imagine, Mike, the amount of honest politics that went down in the old Las Vegas City Hall.
Sure.
Can you imagine all the honest politicians there?
Oh, yeah. Who's that guy? Goldman? Is it Goldman that was
Oscar Goldman, wasn't it?
Oscar
it
Goldman,
was.
Mayor,
yeah.
Mayor of Las Vegas. So that's where Zappos has their headquarters.
So Zappos.com, their headquarters are right there, and they have led the resurgence of the area. Because much like the Verizon Center,
they're rebuilding the area.
And they've been there for some years now that I didn't even recognize it from when I looked it up on Google, where I said, wow, this is like Reno, but so much nicer. And I said, okay, I can handle this. Not so bad, right? The fact that you can...
Dare you?
Come on. Reno's the armpit of Nevada. We know
how
that.
Oh my God. Do you know how many people? What is wrong with you?
Anyone that goes there knows that.
You want to apologize to the people of Reno.
You want to talk about charm. Reno oozes charm.
Oh my God. I mean, it's the only town that put my name up in lights. There you go.
And that was perhaps the most charming of all.
Reno on the west and Falls Church on the east. I'm a star.
Certainly in the top 50 of the showbiz meccas.
So are they going to be building new fancy hotels down there? Because they've got room for it. That's what they're doing.
They're building new fancy new lofts. The infrastructure is really coming together. I know that the real world is completely something that's passe these days. Nobody really watches it. But it continues to be filmed, and it continues to be on MTV.
MTV, The Real World?
Yes.
The Puck Show?
I haven't even thought about that show in 10 years.
They were filming The Real World in new downtown Las Vegas in the hotel we were at.
It has to have been a hiatus. There's not been a season every year.
I don't know for sure, but the whole crew that you would watch on TV was running around the bar.
Oh my God. That's like your dream scenario,
Oscar.
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah.
That's like all you've ever aspired to be is like a reality TV star.
That's right. Incredible. Had a great day with my cohort at Zappos.com. Thank you to everybody that that really took part in a full day. It felt like we were, in a good way, like we were in class because it was from 9 till late afternoon that we were in a boardroom or touring the facilities. Mike, a place where human resources has a ball pit in it. That's the type of creativity they have at
Zappos.
A ball pit.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit?
Like a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit is in the human resources department.
Like where adults can get in and play in the ball pit?
How about adults did get in? Yes.
Wow. And
then you got in the ball pit.
Of course.
Not a ball gag pit.
Hey, settle down.
Easy.
Settle down. How dare you?
All the adults now have flu, but they had a great time.
Now, and a place where all
our healthcare is not that good, but hop in the ball pit.
Yeah, go sneeze in the ball pit. 100%
healthcare, 100% if you got anything dental. 100%. They pay for fertility treatments. They pay for everything for their employees.
When are you going to work for
them? There wasn't an offer, Mike. I can't tell.
Okay.
You. So and then.
But the ball. Can I ask you a question about the ball pit again? Yeah. So is the ball pit like obviously like where the cafeteria is or where the
it's right when you walk into the left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How deep is the ball pit? I think because, you know, a kid's ball pit is not as deep.
You're focusing too much on the ball pit.
I don't think we're focusing enough on the ball pit.
The details don't matter here because there's so much more to tell you.
Okay. Step away from the moose, Arthur.
They've got free food.
Where have you talked with the rest of
So they give all their employees free lunch and free dinner.
Can you eat in the ball pit?
Any snacks you would like.
Yeah, can you take food in the ball pit?
I guess no rules. I think you can if you want to.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine if you were having like a big plate of spaghetti and you dropped a meatball in the ball pit? Oh,
or what I would see, I was going to be more realistic. They probably don't have paschetti. They probably have a chicken salad sandwich.
You know, that's so gone.
I've got a piece of chicken salad on the plastic ball in the ball pit. What colors are the balls?
Just a regular ball pit from any Chuck E. Cheese
I mean
place.
Like red, white, and blue. Are they the bright colors?
Adult colors? Like what? The color of like
pastel?
Like genitals?
Free
mauve, taupe.
Windrift.
They've got an indoor outdoor dining room. And on the terrace, they have free mini golf.
Oh, really?
Anytime you'd like to go out there and hang out.
How are they going to be productive, for God's sake?
Well, that's the beauty of it, that they vet their employees so well that they find fun.
They have any smokers? Do they have any smokers like Pony?
Didn't see anybody smoking.
Oh, sorry, Pony.
And those people are productive people. They find the most productive, creative people, I would say, in the country.
Wow. How many employees do they have?
Less than 2,000.
Wow, that's still big.
Their output is more than $1 billion. They were bought for $1 billion by Amazon just a few years ago.
So they have a ball pit. Yes. They have miniature golf. Do they have a Keurig machine?
Would they
like to have a podcast like broadcast from their facility every day? Like have it the Zappos show? I'd call it
maybe
for that kind of money. I'd call it it's the Zappos show and you know brought to you by exclusively brought to you by
we'd
Zappos.
Have to, that's why we should go to Las Vegas and
we
find
bring
out.
We bring all the stars. We have Britney Spears in on the Zappos hour.
They had Britney Spears there just a couple weeks ago because they were doing something for a local petting zoo and they had her there.
Now was she being pet or
no? So. They get back to
get her in the ball pit.
And they work, Mike, and this is going to blow you
she
away.
She wanted to see the ball pit
they
until she found out what it was.
Under a management system with no managers, it's called Holacracy. No managers.
Holacracy? That sounds like something over in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
It's just a new way
results
to manage.
Results in war, Mike.
Blew my mind, I'll tell you that.
How do
so
it work?
They were fun people and nice
fun
people and smart people?
To the point that I would say by our 3 o'clock meeting.
They sell like wingtips, right?
Now they sell shoes and clothes.
That's what a wingtip is. It's a shoe.
Well, not just wingtips. I'm just and handbags. It's really is.
Did they have any stuff there while you were there?
They have
or
stuff
was it all
on display, but they don't sell anything at the corporate headquarters.
There's no like warehouse there. You didn't get yourself a free pair of loafers. Or
the
something.
Warehouse is in Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken.
Get some hush puppies and put them on and head into that ball pit.
I just you know, I would have liked to come home with a couple of. I figured when you went all the way out to Vegas, you'd be coming back with a couple of.
No! I wasn't looking for anything to be given to me. I just figured the time was the most.
Have
important.
You purchased stuff on Zappos?
Yes, I have.
I have too. Actually, they're great. Yeah.
Great customer service, and we have a lot in common because
why are we talking about them? How come they're not advertising on the show?
Mike, they don't have to advertise before we talk about a good company.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. All right. I get it. I understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Okay. So
I'd love to have them on as an advertiser.
That was the majority of the day, but I'll tell you how the evening went because it was a great time. I'll say that we were cracking beers in the boardroom by 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Oh, actually real adult beverages?
They brought them in.
Nice.
Oh, I love this company. I swear to God. All right. That's it. I made the decision. Oscar, look into it today. Put a ball pit in the studio.
Mike, I did the measurements. We have room for 8 balls. It's small, but it's effective.
What if they're, you know, those are the regular size balls, only 8 of them, but if we do like a flea ball pit.
Oh, what if we made it out of BBs?
Yeah, BB. A BB ball pit. All right, for roaches.
Choking
all right, we'll take a break and come back with more of Oscar Las Vegas right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, dang it. What is wrong, my friend? I lost my password and I can't get into my bonus show account. And this is not a problem. All you have to do is send an electronic mail to my very, very smart friend, ponyboy at mikeomerashow.com. That's ponyboy with one Y. Although technically there are two. Oh, that's great. Why didn't I think of that? I do not know.
But what if the show won't download? Oh, the website is not working.
He can help you with this too. He is very, very wise.
Is this the same thing as a mailbag, Vato?
No. He does not exploit people's birth messages for content and his bag does not smell. He is very much unlike Rob Spivak, whom you may reach at rob@mikeomerashow.com. Don't forget that his name has two B's for some reason. But enough about Rob. This is not his promo.
Ponyboy at MikeOmerashow.com.
We love it.
Yay!
Oh, my God. I love that. Genius. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That is the greatest Indian dialect I've ever heard.
Mike Brunner. Thank you, Mike.
Mike, you're doing a great job for us, and we don't pay him a nickel. How about that, Mike? Way to go. You're a good boy. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Nuts.com. Why settle for those teeny, small nuts that you get at the grocery store when you can go online right now to Nuts.com and get giant, delicious nuts, Rob Spivak.
You know what? I found another use for their delicious, really the best juji fruit I've ever had with Halloween coming up. Check this out, Mike.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
See? You put it on your front teeth,
oh,
and it looks like
one.
You ain't got no teeth at all.
That's fantastic,
Thank
Rob.
You,
thanks so much. That's great bit for an audio podcast. Listen up, nut munchers. You got to check out nuts.com, the best tasting nuts on the planet, with the convenience of shopping on the internet. Best website ever. Great pictures, easy to navigate. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. And here's the offer. Listen carefully to this. You can get four free samples when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That is a $15 value, my friends. You would be nuts not to do it. That is 4 free samples, $15 value. Lots of great stuff. 3,000 snacks on nuts.com, along with the nuts, baking stuff, coffees, teas, lots of great things. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. And new customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS. 4 free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you, nuts.com. We are delighted to have them.
They're the best.
With us. So you it was a quick turnaround for you.
How many 36 hours?
Barely 36 hours.
Wow.
Thursday night, you hopped out there to Vegas. What time did you roll into
We got to Las Vegas around 9:30, but we had to wait for one of our cohorts that was flying in a little later.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, and you'd appreciate this. I've never been to an American Express airport lounge in any airport lounge in any airport in the country.
Right.
Let alone they have these new lounges called Centurion Lounges.
Yes.
And it felt like a hotel.
Really?
How did you get? You pull the Centurion Black Card lounge? I don't understand.
If you have a regular American Express, they let you in.
Really?
Yes.
That's exciting. I've never been in one, so I wouldn't know what they're like. I've never been in one.
High-end hotel I know it's not free because you pay a yearly charge for your card, but
exactly.
It's the benefit of the membership privileges.
Now, are you saying you waited in Vegas?
In the airport in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas has everything, by the way. They're the first ones that had like the first class lines to get through the security checkpoint. Mm-hmm. Vegas has all the amenities. You won't get that at any of the D.C.
True.
Airports.
They don't have them, because I looked right away and I said,
they don't have anything. They don't even open the bars up in Washington, D.C.
But they give you free drinks and free food at this lounge. I was blown away.
You know what? We've been on trips where we've sweet-talked our ways into lounges before, but never the American Express
probably
lounge.
Probably the airplane lounges, right?
Not an American Express lounge.
Either of those, but that was fun. So we waited there for a little bit. Our guy got in around 11. We all jumped in a cab.
So now it's 2 a.m. real time, though.
Yes.
So you've got to be just
dying. But we're
dying.
A team, and we're dying. Yes. Okay. We get to the hotel. All they had was smoking rooms, but we took them because Zappos gave us their rates, and we went to bed, woke up at 7 a.m.
Were you sharing a room?
Yes.
How was that?
It was nice.
You were sharing a room?
We all shared rooms, yeah.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. So...
That room was smoking, Mike.
Woke up.
Wow.
And
man, that's interesting.
Come on.
NBA! NBA! NBA!
Robert H. Smith!
The worst. We woke up and met at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Had breakfast, game planned the day, and then walked across the street to Zappos.com and started
our day. So you were that close. You were walking.
By the way, there's a guy online like from a couple of days ago was mentioning something when Oscar and I had our fight on the air. Was talking about Mike does not understand what it takes to get an MBA. Let me tell you something about my family. I walk around. I don't go 6 inches without bumping into an MBA at a family reunion, okay? I know exactly what it is and what it entails to get an MBA. I know how difficult it is, all right? So stop it. Thank you. Moving right along. So
no MBAs we're in my family, Mike. A lot of idiots. Lucky we found our way to the reunion, actually. I can't believe we all were able to get there at the same time.
Let me see. If I go to a family reunion, I would have 1, 2, 3, 4. At least 4 in my immediate family.
It's the immediate family, right there.
Yes, immediate.
I've met them.
Yes.
Nice people, bright people.
Yeah. Yes,
super kind.
We met them up in Maine. Absolutely.
We have accountants in my family. That's pretty good, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Right.
So
whatever.
So, after a full day of immersion, really some great ideas, and they were kind of to share some concepts that have worked for them.
Friday all day is a work day.
All day, yes.
All right,
We start cracking some beers in our final meetings, and there's something that they brought up. They said, hey, do you guys mind if we start happy hour? And it's part of their culture, right? I said
that on Friday at the office they just chill out.
At any time you can expect, if you work there, a vodka shot breaking out and you have to take one, and then you'll either be playing ping pong in a tournament.
So this, Oscar, let me ask you seriously about this. This is the land of kind of the whole mindset of companies, really going through rigorous screening to get the right people in there, but then. You know, once you're there, you're in the club, and you're expected to maintain a level of performance, but in turn, they treat you like an adult, right?
Absolutely.
Is that the way it works?
Wow.
Okay, that's cool. That's very
cool. And they treat you like an adult in a way that I've never seen before. And we all watch enough TV to see, this is how the Silicon Valley treats their employees. This is the closest I've ever felt like I've seen a company treat their employees with all these benefits and perks and culture, where I sat there and I said...
Anybody ever get yelled at like I yell at Pony Boy at all?
No, that doesn't happen, because one of their core values is, be humble. And that clearly is something
their other core value
in our business.
Wow.
They're not a person. Oscar, I think we could even include Mr. Spiewak in that club.
Yes.
There's no humility in this room.
No.
Yeah, some might say, well, Oscar's not humble. Mike's not humble. But no, Rob isn't either. So there's
no about that.
It's never going to work in this business.
What's so cool about what he's saying is the whole, and you use the phrase treating employees like adults. That's in a city, one of the few cities that treats people like adults. You know, and
is
so,
that a Coca-Cola you're drinking, Mr. Bloom? No, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll give you an example.
But so I mean, what better place for that to happen than Las Vegas, where they let adults act like adults?
They have a rigorous internship program, and even with their interns, the way they onboard them within your, if you make it to a real one-on-one in Las Vegas,
right?
If one of the questions they ask are, "What are you looking forward to about this internship?" And if someone says, well, it's Vegas, I'm here for 3 months, what's not to like?
Right.
That's not the right answer.
You're out the door.
That's not the right answer.
No, we asked Rachel what she was looking forward to in the internship. She said
She said Good Guys is right across the street. Said we said, you're hired.
Come on in. Come on. Double thumbs up.
They
for
want
her.
More substance than that. This isn't
Hey, didn't we did we interview another intern today?
We did.
Mike O'Mara show.
Yes, his name escapes me. What was his first
Kiebrit.
Name?
Way to go. Kiebrit. Way to sweat the details, Kreskin. Well, way to go. Fantastic.
Hey, I knew Pony would
you
have
interviewed
it.
Him less than half an hour ago. There it is right there. If you want to know what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're up against. He interviewed him half an hour ago.
I hope he doesn't.
It was a foreign name.
It was his name, Mike, was Kiebrit.
Kiebrit. What type of foreign?
You know what? Oddly, it didn't come up, Oscar. It didn't feel appropriate.
No, but you have ways to paint in creative.
You know you judge, yes. Rob. You know you're analyzing.
What's that, dot, not feather? What are we talking about?
No. He wasn't that. He wasn't Indian. He looked like he might have been from the Middle East. It's hard for me to find out.
African.
It could be.
African.
Mm-hmm. And he had.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Wait,
I mean,
he looks like Cabral.
It's either.
Is he or from Egypt?
Northern Africa, I would assume.
Okay, like Tunisia, like where he's from.
I would say that's quite a valid guess. We'll find out. Kiebrit has a good background in video production. So we're hoping to use him in getting stuff to go viral.
Yeah, unless he listens to the show.
That's fantastic. That's good. I look forward to that.
He was a very
charming. Rofo was a total disaster with my seminar.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't. No. To be honest, that's my fault. That's my fault because I didn't. Would it be safe to say, Rob, he wasn't really prepared for my little tutorial? I mean, that's why he did the whole video after the fact when I was way too hungover.
Yeah, you know what? It really had more to do. It wasn't your fault or his fault. I think it might have had to do with timing.
It's the Mad Fox Tap Room's fault.
Yeah, it is the Mad Fox Tap Room. Because what happened is
that grain alcohol they try to pass off as beer.
The tutorial session happened the day after the night before.
Oh.
And it slowed things down. But
I am so like living vicariously through you out in Las Vegas, though, Oscar, that you're in this room, that afternoon comes and they're so casual there that they respect their employees, that everybody cracks open a little brewski.
Yeah.
And they had beers on campus right there.
Yes, everyone has beer. Or they have liquor bottles on their desks.
Is everybody kind of dressed to the nines because it is a clothing?
No.
Not at all.
Rob would fit in perfectly.
Really?
They just want him to
be. I'm just surprised I'd fit.
Birkenstocks. They want him to wear his cargo shorts. They want you to be as genuine as possible. Wear what you want.
I just remember our contact as being a guy that was pretty well put together.
He's in menswear, so that's his thing,
there
right?
There you go.
He's going to be stylish, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so was that it? I mean, was that your obligation? When were you coming back, on Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday morning.
Mm.
Saturday morning. So you got really, now you realize, and I know how your brain works.
Yes.
You realize the day is done. It is fun time, and you only got limited hours to do this.
The day is done, though. We wanted to hang out with our contact and his wife afterwards. They wanted to go and have a few drinks, which was cool with me. I wanted to do that, right?
Sure.
Okay, so that's a contact, and did you say... You didn't say wife. Did you say wife?
That's his wife, yeah. Oh. His wife is there. Oh, no.
Come on.
We should have left her at the miniature golf.
We had a great time. Yeah, and
what happens in Vegas stays with the wife? No, that doesn't sound right.
She works at the company as well, so she joined us.
All right. Well, that's cool.
And most people find each other at the company. It's, I guess, because you're in that culture that you both have a common goal and thread. It's funny how these couples get together.
We're expecting you. We're Zappos.
Soon we'll be making another shoe.
Zappos.
Come aboard, we're waiting for you.
That's right. So crack open a beer. It's our own happy hour. We're making clothing.
And the ball pit.
Showing our visitors that we're here.
The ball pit.
All right. Anyway,
they have, their level of measurement as far as your culture, they actually will call the shuttle driver that picks you up from the airport and ask them if you were nice.
Oh, when you're interviewing to work there.
To work there, yeah.
Wow. So they go that
deep. Wait. Who will they ask is nice?
They'll call the shuttle driver that's going to pick you up from the airport or even take you if you had a bad attitude, if you were nice, what your disposition was.
Wow, for the ride in.
So the shuttle bus driver, they'll check him to make sure
to see if the type of person you were on that bus, that shuttle. Wow.
Lucky for us, I've never seen Mike be anything less than charming after a flight.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, you're putting it on me. So the people, like, you guys were analyzed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they check to see what kind of people they're going
in
to get.
In real life, yes.
Really?
Wow.
Pretty cool. Luckily, we're all nice.
Yes, we are
nice. So if the shuttle bus driver had said, welcome to Las Vegas, fellas. How was your flight? I said, love the small talk, okay, but can you just get us to the goddamn office, please? Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. By the way, didn't I see you shooting at me when I was in the Coruscant Valley? Okay. Speed up, please. Okay, dink.
Miss Daisy. Let's get to the hotel.
Take a break. Find out more about us. Don't you wish you brought us? Anyway,
isn't this great?
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I'm doing an Amazon commercial
right now. Hey, we're starting a program now, and I already know that I want Rob to rewrite the copy so I can explain it better.
Okay,
it's our MVP. Okay, it's your Amazon MVP, most valuable purchase. This is the way it works. All you have to do during this holiday season is shop through the TMOS Amazon portal. That's right. That sounds a little more complicated than it needs to say. It's our just shop Amazon and go through our link.
Okie doke.
Then tell us what you bought by emailing us at MVP@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Just tell us what you got, and that's how you get in the running for this. Our MVPs will be featured on our show and on our Facebook page. And by the way, someone asked, does this apply to purchases before we made the announcement? Yes.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. You can't use a purchase that you made 6 months ago. Okay, cheapy McCheap dude. I wanted to share that. I mean, I thank you for the support if you did that, but please, okay, we're trying to make a living.
Just
trying
to
feed our families.
To clarify,
here, okay?
How about this? October to December.
Thank you. Fair. All right. October last week. Mid-October. No, because October.
October to December is fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's totally cool.
October, you mean. So, okay, you're killing me.
It's
you're
totally
killing
cool.
me.
It's totally
you're killing
cool.
me.
Totally
anyway,
cool.
Okay, go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. So start shopping Amazon. Send us your name and your proof of purchase and get ready to win. And good luck. We want you to be our MVP. We want you to shop your ass off on Amazon and give us credit when you do by shopping through the Mike O'Meara Show.
I think the bottom line is that we want to pay for your goods during our holiday giveaway.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
This Christmas, five randomly chosen MVP listeners will truly get the MVP treatment. We're going to cover the cost of your MVP item, and we mean that.
Yeah.
So you tell us what you bought, and we're going to put them all in the hopper. And then at Christmas time, we're going to pull five out, and each day during the five MVP days of Christmas, we're going to let you know we covered
who's
the cost
won,
of
who's
your,
paying for
purchase.
It. We
it's,
are.
A, it's a cool contest, and it'll make
love
your
it.
Christmas special and get everybody in the holiday spirit, and it should be a lot
good
of fun.
Good way to give back.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. By the way, Mets-Royals, congratulations to the Royals for the extra-inning victory last night. Just not feeling it. I'm sorry. I know we got a lot of Royals fans in the audience. I know we got a lot of Mets fans in the audience. Just not tracking with it. You know, if the Cubs had been it, the long-suffering Cubs, I remember when the Mets beat the Red Sox in the World Series, so I got no love for that team. And the Royals, I grew up when they were winning all the time, too. So
the George Brett era?
The George Brett era, yeah, when he ran out and Billy Martin called him on the bat. It was like, cool. But anyway, so,
but
I don't know. I'm
wasn't
just not
it,
feeling
it
that
did you see
much.
That Volquez from the Royals, he learned that his father's death after the start. His father passed away right before the game.
They didn't tell him until he was out of the game, though.
They didn't tell him.
Did he do six innings?
Looks like it, yes.
And then, actually, his wife was, they handled it very well from the family end. Kept it from him until he was off the mound, yeah. And then didn't even let it go out into the crowd or the clubhouse. She told him one-on-one, but he did lose his
was
father last
was this a long
night.
Illness that his dad had?
They
or?
Gave the impression, yes. But
so they told the club, terrible. They told the club, the manager,
mm-hmm.
And then the manager could only tell one person in case he found out somehow in this world of connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had to tell the reliever just in case to say, look, this is the deal.
Be ready.
You can't say anything. But if he finds out and he doesn't, and he can't continue for any, and God knows who could.
Horrible.
Yes. But his family made the choice. His family made the choice not to tell him until he was done pitching.
And also, you know, you have to think, if you are a World Series Game 1 pitcher, that family is actually putting you first.
Yeah.
You know, it is, it's something that is, I can speak to it a bit because, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, a father losing a father, and I was, you know, on the air every day that this was going on with my dad, and it's just it's very, very, very frustrating to have to kind of fake it, but it also takes you away a little bit, and it delays the pain to a certain extent, you know. And I remember it's tough, and I guess it's okay that they handled it. If it's okay with the guy,
it was the family,
the son,
the wife. Yeah. The wife made the final decision.
Well, that's a shame. So the Mets Royals are, you know, as far as if you have skin in that game. This is, you know, can you ask for a better game? You can't ask for a better game. You can certainly ask for a better company to broadcast the game.
Oh.
You can certainly say Fox that decided that they would completely poop the bed and have to, you know, shut it down for 7 minutes while they had the power failure. That was incredible.
It was. We'll have audio in the audio vault of really the worst prepared analysts I've ever heard. They were so so in over their head.
You know, I say I'm not into the World Series. I happened to be watching at that moment live.
Really?
I actually caught the moment that it happened, and they came back from commercial, and you got the little icon, the, you know, that we are experiencing technical difficulties.
And you thought,
then
oh
they
my.
Kick it to the studio immediately. Like, immediately they shove those guys on camera.
Actually,
and go, you know,
you want to hear it now? I mean, we can do it now.
Let's hear it.
It is so great. And when you see that technical difficulties card, and it was on all the newscasts, right? Isn't it look like you're watching the 1970 World Series?
Oh, absolutely.
It was horrible. You thought the Senators were in it anyway. So they come back to their big set, and they're all standing around a round table. It looks like they're at like Velocity 5 or something. And here's what the analysts say.
We have lost our picture. Hi, we were having some technical difficulties at Eric Karros and Dontrell Willis here. As soon as those issues are resolved, we'll get you back to Kansas City as it stands right now. I don't think it's a weather problem because it wasn't raining at the time of this. We lost power to the truck,
guy,
we're being told.
Stop it right now.
But as soon as...
Hey, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
No, bad gang.
On, just fake it a little better.
Yes,
fake it a little better.
Don't you know they have to have been preparing remarks for the end of the game? Why can't they use them?
I don't. I don't believe the comet was supposed to come this close to the Earth. You know, wow,
and then when they, I think they realize that these guys are in way over their heads, so they throw it to commercials again. And here's this guy trying to make this into something.
You definitely have to be ready for that.
I hear our music. Does that mean we're going back to Kansas City?
What a jerk.
Does that mean we're going back to Kansas City right now?
No, you're going to commercials. Commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
It's craziness.
Bad news.
But a great game. A great game started the World Series off right, and we'll have to wait and see what's happening.
I have a question for you. Now, obviously, you know, that Fox loves that there's a New York team in it because that means big numbers because New York's a big market. Kansas City, not as big. And also the teams don't have, you know, they're not storied franchises like the Yankees or the Red Sox. Right. Are they going to pull decent numbers, do you think?
I don't sense
an excitement for this matchup.
I don't want to be too selfish about it, you know, and think because it's not my team's in it. But I think with the Mets and that Metro, I think the Mets will probably result in a big number. And Kansas City is not just Kansas City. It's the entire part of that country.
True enough.
So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, it's just, I don't know.
17 of the last 21 World Series 17 of them have been won by the team who wins the first game.
Ah.
And what a first game it was, with the screw-up with Fox. So getting back to Las Vegas, do you have anything more you want to add?
Oh, yes. So we end up going to eat. That's where we saw the Real World. They've taken over this entire brand-new hotel, the resurgence of downtown Las Vegas.
What hotel is it? Do you remember the name of it?
I couldn't remember the name,
Would you stay downtown if you ever went to Vegas for fun again?
Yeah, well, that was my point where I sat and I said, look, the idea of our entire crew going to Las Vegas proper, where the mega hotels are and you can get lost on any floor, really doesn't appeal to me personally, because I like the idea of, and this is why, you know, as far as Reno is concerned, I like the idea when Mike's playing the slots, when he tells us we all have to stay in our hotel room,
right,
and he's out playing.
Right.
I like the idea that somebody will
come down and see me.
Yeah, you can
look out your hotel room. You can open the door and go, there he is, that guy.
He's down there in the middle of the casino swinging his arms.
A lot of these hotels, they give me the Reno vibe, by not the Reno vibe that they haven't been updated in the last 30 years,
right,
but the Reno vibe as far as intimacy. But they have the best machines. They've been built in the last 3 years. They're just fun.
Well, you know what?
It's funny, when I'm hearing you talk about this, I'm actually thinking, you know, based on our last trip, where did we stay? At the Venetian?
It's a motel, Mike. It's a little thing from the Venetian.
It's
ridiculous.
Too grand.
Yeah. It's like you walk 6 miles to get to your hotel, and it's too huge.
Oh, the Venetian, I remember one moment when, you know, they have the gondoliers and the canals, and that's one of the things. They have an indoor place that looks like Venice.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a lady, I said, this is pretty incredible. She said, oh, did you see the other canal? I said, what? Yeah, there's another canal?
It's
two canals? It is too big.
How about this? I was, you're at a table, and I've played enough blackjack in my life where I see when people get comped a dinner or a breakfast.
Sure.
I'm sitting there with four other random people, not even a high-dollar table. The host comes over. He goes, I'm going to get you guys breakfast. Gets us breakfast. So we gamble a little longer, are having a good time, up and down, up and down. He says, you know, I was like, what are you guys here for? He finds out that we're students, and we're here for a day, basically.
This is at the place you were staying.
At the place. Yes, Downtown Grand. Free plug.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've never had a host come to me. I feel like you have to spend thousands of dollars for a host. No, hundreds of bucks. Back and forth, losing, up and down, not even 1,000, right?
Right.
And not even 500, just hanging out with my friends. He goes, you guys are students, I'm going to comp your rooms. Comp the rooms!
What? Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's great.
Right?
That's cool.
That's the type of attitude.
Oh, no wonder you want the show to go out to Vegas.
Do you remember when I dragged you to that horrible Elvis show, but we did spend a few hours at the LVH, and we loved the casino?
The casino. That show was
that
so
was horrible. It was horrible, but it was my favorite Elvis death day. No, Elvis birthday ever.
But
it was January 8th, and we got to see an Elvis.
The LVH is outdated compared to these hotels now.
But what
these
I'm saying is that
boutique ones.
You've got these boutique smaller places, and that's what's down there. And I honestly think the LVH is probably going to get the wrecking ball before too long. But it's smaller and it has that charm, and that's what that area is like.
And Mike, I just felt like, well, this guy didn't have to comp anything.
Right.
Like, we were just hanging out.
Probably, so it's a brand new place,
it's smaller. It's a newer place. It's smaller, and in my eyes at least, if that's the way you're going to treat just guys hanging out that are in for clearly a night, that aren't looking for, by the way, not looking for anything, not looking for the hookup, and if you have that type of customer service, and what's also great is you can walk out of the casino, and then there's another bar. You're outside walking around.
So
I'm
you
not
were
used
impressed.
To that
so you had a little bit, a little abbreviated Las Vegas.
Yes,
when you were out
there. And a different side of Vegas where I didn't yearn to go to the big casino.
Did you go outside after dark?
Yeah.
Did they murder you?
No, it was great. It's fun.
They murder
it was
you.
Nice to see that there's an option. That's what I would say.
That's cool.
Right?
So you would give the experience, even though it was brief, you'd give it a
two
nice
thumbs
big,
up. And thank you again to the people at Zappos. Really open to having five students come in out of the blue, and then to be able to let us share our experiences with them, including podcasting and what's worked in the past.
That's so cool.
Very cool.
That's good. And then you came back, and of course, we lambasted you on Monday's show. Did you get lambasted on your other show?
It was a spicy meatball, as Chad would say. Yes.
That was a good one.
Big Shooter get on your case a little bit.
Everybody likes getting on everybody's case. But you know what? That's what people, and this is what's interesting to me, because fighting on the radio is, as I said yesterday, soul sucking to me.
Okay.
I don't like doing it simply because it just isn't in my nature, right?
Yeah.
What I would say is, I know our listeners love it because between Monday's show and the show I did last night, I haven't had enough feedback saying, love what you do, man. And meanwhile, there's a hole in my heart and stomach that I can't tell you is getting bigger or smaller.
Don't let it get to you.
Use that hole in your heart and you can plug it with that free breakfast.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
Pick a sausage in it.
I wanted to do this just to get it out of the way, and I've got a lot of stuff we're not going to get to today.
All right.
The first thing I wanted to tell you is that tonight we've got Trunk or Treat. That's the thing they do now for kids where everybody brings candy out and you do it out of your trunk of your car.
Mike, I thought it was Trump or Treat, where you have to go and you get the strongest.
That was
the
opening. That was the opening segment. So the Trunk or Treat, the Bernie Sanders costume that we have for my son has come together yesterday. His suit arrived, and it's got the tie and the white button-down shirt. And he is so it is.
You have a picture.
We will have plenty. Okay. It is as though he has been tailored this suit for him.
Oh, it's awesome.
Him perfectly. Last night I was online and I printed out a Bernie 2016 circle, you know, with the for the pin.
Like a
button. Carla went for $14, went to Michael's Crafts and got the make your own button thing where you just shove it in there. So we've got the Bernie button, and then I got these ultra cheap Santa Claus glasses for a kid.
Now have you
and
tried
so he's
them
got the
on
wire
him
rim. Yes, he tried the glasses on. If he keeps them on and the white hair works,
yes,
this is going to be absolutely a 10. We've got him at Walmart, little kids' black tie dress shoes that he's going to have. So he is going to have the United States Senator uniform with the Bernie, and then he's going to have the glasses and the white hair.
I can't wait.
This is like dressing your dog up. I have to say that. But
No.
Hopefully it's going to work.
And that's tonight? You know?
That's tonight at 6 o'clock over at the church. We're gonna do that, and I know that I'm gonna enjoy it more than anybody else because I just know that's the way it's gonna be.
Well, enjoy.
I look forward to. I'm not sure about the white spray paint hair, whether that's gonna really work.
You know what?
Or
as
not.
If it does anything, his hair almost works as is. So yes, if it does anything,
but he looks like Trump with his hair now.
No, he got a haircut.
He's got the golden.
Yeah, he's got the golden hair.
Well, enjoy it, Mike, and you won't have to go through what I did with what I heard Julia say to her mom yesterday, which was, "Mom, for Halloween, I need fishnet stockings for my steampunk costume." And I'm like, "Oh, no."
For her what costume?
Steampunk. It's sort of a goth thing, turn of the century with apocalyptic. I said, okay,
a steamy costume. I'll
have
that.
Fun. That's really? My tween.
How about you tell her no?
You know what? You tell her no. I'm not getting involved.
And the other thing, I know I was talking about this movie that I ordered on pay-per-view.
Kurt Russell called, movie?
Yeah, Kurt Russell Bone Tomahawk. I think it went right to like DirecTV.
Bone.
I think Bone Tomahawk. A Western with Kurt Russell.
A proper horse Western?
What could possibly go wrong, right?
A
proper horse Western with Kurt Russell as the old sheriff. And I'm all in, right? And it's got the it's got that great actor. He's a character actor. It's why I don't know his name. Who was in Olive Kittredge, played
Patrick
her husband.
Wilson.
Is it Patrick Wilson? Is
Which
that,
character
is that the
do you play?
Name? He was the old deputy. He was the aging deputy.
Arthur? And, was that character's name Arthur? No.
No.
Because Kurt Russell's there. Sean's...
was he the deputy that said, "Now listen, we're not going to have any mollycoddling around here"?
Not Matthew Fox, right? No, he's not aging.
I'm going to look at it right now.
I'm on the
exactly
IMDb right now.
Okay, it's Bone Tomahawk, and it doesn't really matter. Here's the premise.
Right.
Kurt Russell and this old deputy running the town, and the wife of this doctor gets kidnapped and taken out into the woods by these weird Indians. Well, where it starts to go weird is you're hearing all these sounds as they're trying to hunt down this wife, and the sheriff is with the husband and with the old deputy and with this dandy, like Doc Holliday-style gunslinger.
Okay.
Those are the guys that launch out on this posse to retrieve the wife, and you hear this... these weird sounds. So this is where it starts to get weird. Apparently, this Indian tribe has this ability to make these sounds with their mouths that are otherworldly, and it's some sort
like
of device
the
that's in their throats.
Like the throat singing that we've
Police
heard.
Academy.
Only this seems to
Jonesy.
Be a device. This seems to be a device that's in their throat, and I find this out as the movie takes a huge turn for the fabulously grisly And it gets grosser and grosser and grosser. And suddenly I am sitting there watching a film and I'm saying, I haven't seen this gratuitous violence in a movie in quite some time. And it centers around the fact that these Indians are cannibals.
Oh, no. Yeah. Cannibals?
I will tell you this. Look, if you don't want a spoiler alert and you're eating something right now, push it aside because this is the grossest scene I have ever seen in film. They finally get caught by the Indians, the posse.
Right.
They get pulled up into a cave by a rope and they're all thrown into these cages that are carved out of the rock and they have wooden spikes that keep them. Those are the bars on their cell.
Bars.
They find the wife and they find the deputy and they've killed one of the other guys already. And he's not in really good shape. They drag him out, and they kill the guy. They scalp him, and after they scalp him, he's naked. They turn him upside down, and they chop him in half. And they show it. And I was like sitting there going, this is Kurt Russell. This is the Love Bug, you know, or Dean Jones kind of stuff.
The computer wore tennis shoes.
The computer wore tennis shoes, Kurt. You know, overboard. Help me. And that was it. So,
wow.
So now there will be a segment of the audience that'll be watching Bone
Decent
Tomahawk
rating,
tonight.
7.2 overall.
And Mike O'Mara gives it two thumbs way up.
Yeah, two bloody thumbs. Thank you very much, Bone Tomahawk. Check it out. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
Every Monday, listen to the gut-wrenching, tongue-twisting action on AmeriCast. Get heart-pounding clips from the Mike O'Mara Show. Tech 411, Rob and Joe Show. At Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. Hear fans of More Broadcasting say tear apart through More Broadcasting on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, MikeOMaraShow.com. Catch the action. AmeriCast. Part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Thank you, Marcus Serta. Let me try that again.
Okay.
Thank you, Marcus Serta. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you tempted to consider any and every new mattress that you've heard about or seen online just because you're desperate for better sleep? If you are desperate for better sleep and you've been listening to this show, you will know now how much I love my Sleep Number, and I wish you'd get one too. And if you do, it's going to change the way you sleep. Another night where I actually went to the chiropractor yesterday, and he gave me one of those intense adjustments where it almost makes you sore.
Yep.
I don't think my back has felt better in months when I woke up getting out of my Sleep Number bed, and it's because that bed is so fabulous. Before you do anything, go to a Sleep Number store. Will you do that for me, please? You can see and feel how the Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your personal ideal firmness and support. I don't know how they do it. I just can tell you they do it. They are fantastic. And right now, the mattresses start at just $7.99. The Sleep Number mattress lets you choose the exact comfort that your body needs. And since each side is adjustable, it is the perfect bed for couples. Carl and I love ours. The only bed clinically proven to improve sleep quality so you wake up refreshed. You simply cannot afford another restless night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store where the best sleep of your life starts at just $799. No better sleep at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to give the Boy Scout salute this time. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, won't you please?
News!
It's not even Halloween, and there's already a guy camped out for Black Friday.
Pony.
No. Florida.
Oh, Florida. Whoa. How nice.
Yeah. How sad is this? A guy named Kevin Sutton. He put up a tent outside of Best Buy in Orlando. There you go. On Sunday to wait in line for Black Friday. That means he will be there for 33 days before the doors finally open. Good for him. Way to go, American. He says he has two goals. One is to raise awareness for homeless children. Glad he threw a charity in there. That's
terrific. You know what? And that's a good way to do it.
And number two is to get a big TV. As far as we know, he's the first person in line for Black Friday this year. Last year, two women in Texas lined up 18 days early to celebrate the Americans' consumer culture, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin will easily break their record. Well, not easily, handily, but it won't be easy. He's not planning to leave his post except to go to the bathroom. But, hey, how about big TV. Best Buy has decided to be nice enough to let him use their restroom during business hours.
Nice. You know,
isn't
that's
that
sad
sweet?
Because you know what happened just this afternoon is Rob Ford camped out in front of Cinnabon. So he just edged him out.
Well, I got news for you, Rob. Rob Ford is going to love this next story. And you know what? I do buy into the American consumer culture.
Of course.
When it comes to Halloween and candy, I never miss these stories. It's always good. Yahoo did a survey, found their five favorite and least favorite types of candy to eat on Halloween.
Ooh, scared.
All five of the winners are chocolate. I'll tell you that first. All five of the losers aren't. Here are the five favorites. Number one is Reese's. Everybody loves the peanut butter cups. Number two is Snickers. Number three, M&M's. Number four, other kinds of chocolate bars. What? They actually put that category. That's a crap list.
That's a bad half-assed list, Yahoo.
And we have the last in the top five. There's only one in the top. Would you like to know which one it is?
Yeah.
Kit Kats.
Kit Kats. I love Kit Kats. No one ever talks about Kit Kats.
I do.
What about Butterfingers?
You're preaching
so
to the choir.
I'm good.
Kit Kat to me. Yeah. Probably my number one seed.
Strong.
I think Kit Kats rock.
Sorry. We asked Hillary Clinton what her favorite candy was.
What is it, Hillary?
Just let me grab. Hey, lozenges.
She loves lozenges, Mike.
Put it in the freezer, Oscar. Put your Kit Kat in the freezer.
I haven't done that.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Here are the five most hated. All right, I'll give you 5-1.
All right.
The number five most hated fruit. It doesn't count. It's not candy if it's fruit crap Yahoo list. Thank you. Number four is gum. That doesn't count either. Crap, lazy, dog crap list. Thank you very much. That's number three is candy corn.
Okay, and that's the worst anyway. That should be number one if it was an accurate list.
Number two, these are just the most hated products. I don't want to say candy. Number three is candy corn. Number two, raisins.
Boo!
Did you ever get raisins on Halloween?
Yeah, little box of sun-made raisins.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's like, screw you. And number one, Rob won't like this.
What?
Licorice.
Love it.
18% of people hate it, and because I know
you're
tired of Halloween lists, here's a rundown of the five types of Halloween candy with the most calories.
Oh, good.
And these are the five with the least. All right, the five with the most calories, here we go. We'll go fattest to least fat.
Okay.
Snickers peanut butter. Is that Snickers peanut butter?
Yeah, that's a Snickers, that I believe, sense. Where they replace the nougat, Mike, with peanut butter. Yeah,
130 calories. I like it when you say "I believe."
I believe.
You don't really know.
I believe.
Number two is Reese's peanut butter cups, the mini ones with the gold foil. Wow, 110 calories.
That
each.
Little thing.
The little guys.
Never
the
mind.
Little guys are 110 calories.
I don't want to know.
Each.
I believe that to be rather high.
Jesus. Number three is Take Five. I remember when those came out. We got free ones at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
100 calories. Number four, Whoppers. Those are malted milk balls.
Exactly. Yes. They come on a milk carton, I believe.
Do you realize 100 calories for three?
Ooh.
What?
For three of them, yeah.
Yeah. I always had them for calcium.
Number five is a three-way tie between $100,000 bars, peanut butter M&M's, and Reese's Nutrageous bars. All of them are 95 calories. And now here's the crap with the least calories.
Right.
Number one, Sweet Tarts.
Blah.
Each one is five, and you get two of them, so 10
Not
calories.
Not bad.
Yeah. Number two, now this is actually good. I like this candy. Charleston Chews are only 30 calories.
I don't know those.
Well, it's a long candy bar.
Oh,
yeah. Funny, you don't look chewy.
Do you think the full size long one is 30? No.
No, this have to be like fun size guys
doing. Fun size. Yeah, in fact, that's what they are. They're all fun size.
All right.
Number three, Jelly Bellies, 35 calories per pack.
Mm-mm.
Each jelly bean has about 4 calories. Number four, surprise here, Milk Duds. 40 calories.
You see, I would
those
put those
fun size milk.
I would put those in the same league as the Whoppers.
That's
I would
like
think they'd
sugar.
Yeah, be almost the same.
And number five is a tie between Mike and Ike's and Nerds. They're both 50 calories.
You know what's a good gag is get two green Mike and Ike's and put them in your nostrils. Always funny.
Thank you, Rob. Rob Spiewak, you're always
Halloween fun.
Some people hold their bathroom time very sacred, and they're extremely private about it, while others are like, come on in, it's casual. Well, Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine are two of the more freewheeling types. The only reason I include this is because I just think about Rebecca Romaine.
Yeah.
So that's it. The topic came up recently when Jerry was doing a podcast. The host asked if it's cool to pass gas in front of a loved one, and he took it even further. He said, quote, my wife and I have an open door policy, which is beyond passing gas. It's like an open door for everything policy. I've just always had an open door policy. I mean, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. That means, I guess, they poo in front of each other.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure John Stamos is happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Yes,
currently starring in Grandfather.
Now right. You know why we divorced.
Yeah, thank you. Ever since naked pictures of the star skinny dipping on holiday hit the public eye, it seems there's been a bit of a fuss about his little Bieber. Now a company aptly named Clona Willy wants to clone his thing and turn it into a sex toy. The company is allegedly offering the singer $1 million for a mold of his, you know what,
yes,
so it can be immortalized forever as an Ildo Day. They got a hold of a leaked letter to the star from the sex toy company making the request. It reads, Justin Bieber, he's popular, talented, and now, as the entire world knows, he's quite well endowed. You can only imagine a huge billboard of Justin Bieber and a clone of Willie in West Hollywood. So they're trying to sell him that
concept
way.
I think came to light, at least for me, in Neighbors, the movie.
Oh, the one, yeah, the more recent Neighbors,
yeah, the
not Neighbors. The one with Belushi.
I wouldn't remember that one.
The letter goes on to say it would surely do wonders to help promote his new album and certainly wouldn't hurt his dating life. Oh, flattery will get you everywhere, clone O'Willy.
I can't wait to buy mine through the Amazon portal at MikeOMaraShow.com.
We're going to do it for the
Here's
bonus
the portal.
Show.
And now a little something-something. Authorities in South Carolina said they arrested a man found to be in possession of more than 7,000 stolen guns and up to 500 stolen chainsaws.
Whoa.
Chesterfield County Sheriff Jay Brooks said the man was being served a subpoena Friday on charges of trafficking opium and heroin, and the deputies visiting the home made note of the man's arsenal. Deputies returned the following day and cleared the home and a warehouse on the property of between 7,000 and 10,000 guns. Authorities said they also seized other items, including up to 500 chainsaws, hunting crossbows, four-wheelers, and taxidermy supplies. Brooks said 99% of the seized items are believed to be stolen property. He told cops that he only used them for home protection.
That makes sense. Tim
Tina could use some of those.
The man was identified as Chad Dukes.
No, there
we
are.
We'll take a break. That's another big shooter joke. Can't help it. It's guns. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
An old cowboy went riding out.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I am Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Darlene Love.
Right here on our show.
She's got a brand new album out. It is wonderful. She is live with us. You are going to love it. Also, Mike Stone's Antiquated Expressions.
He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That is a great show, and those boys are hitting their stride. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This morning's a great example of unwrapping one of my brand new Harry's blades.
Oh, the
and
best.
I love shaving with Harry's. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first purchase of a starter set by using the TMOS code at checkout. That is a razor, three high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of the best shaving cream ever shipped straight to your door just for $10. $10, people!
Almost nothing.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. So please, check it out. We love Harry's. And I will tell you something. When we say that we all use Harry's, we do.
Yes.
And Harry's has the highest quality blades. It's a wonderful experience. And you will be blown away by the quality and the prices. They will ship directly to you with no middleman, so you get the best shave and factory direct prices. Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables. And say hello to Harry's. High quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to Harry's.com right now. Now.
When?
Right now.
Okay.
And enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the TMOS code at checkout. Harry's.com and the code TMOS. Simply the best. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, October 28, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to give you dealer's choice on the audio vault today.
Oh, goody. I like it when you do this.
Do you want to go with current trending audio or do you want to go with 1950 Beaver?
1950 Beaver, you know the way to my heart.
All right.
Absolutely.
It turns out that after World War II, America was worried for its fur industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is the preservationists in Idaho had a program where they were putting beavers where beavers should be, and letting them populate. They were trying to make sure
repopulate.
That making sure we had.
And they're very prolific, these beavers, right? They do it like beavers.
All you need is two. And what happened is they wanted to make sure, and the name of the movie, Mike, is Fur for Our Future. They weren't trying to preserve the race of beavers. They wanted to make sure we had enough beavers
for
fur
coats and fur hats.
Coats, right. So let's go to, you're going to love the narrator, part one of Fur for Our Future.
Live beaver for new waters. Into the streams they go, sometimes carried in sacks for short distances.
Of course.
Several beavers are planted at each site. Sometimes planting sites are available near the road, and the beaver may be released right from the transporting crate. Every summer for years past, Idaho beaver have been on the move in this manner. Countless numbers have been supplied for streams and lakes to bring the beaver population back to its former position.
Now that's good, right?
Yeah, but they're doing it to make coats.
But here's the thing. Like, bastards. They didn't just move them in sacks. In 1950, they thought the most effective way to distribute the beavers was by parachute.
On the shores of Payette Lake are crates full of beavers, part of a shipment to be dropped in the primitive area by parachute from an airplane. A conservation officer runs suspension ropes through the beaver drop box. In preparing for the operation, beaver must be sorted for even size and weight, with one pair of beaver for each box.
Where do you find this crap? And I swear to God.
They recently discovered this film from 1950s, but good news, the beavers are ready to take to the sky.
The drop crates are loaded into the airplane. 10 boxes to a...
You gotta know the visual. These are loose crates of beavers. There's two beavers, a male and a female.
Why would they drop them from a plane?
I don't
know. To get
them
to the remote areas where they breed, Oscar. That's not important now.
They're going to drop them from a plane.
Don't they lose? I bet they died.
I'm sure there had to be some rate of attrition. But what happens is when the box lands, it's almost like a crab trap in reverse. The box lands and it opens up.
So it opens up gently, though? It doesn't like shatter?
I'm sure in 1950 it was gentle.
Mike, I'm not so sure that the videos that we saw in the movie were the worst experiences. Perhaps we saw the best ones, but let's hear the beavers in the sky.
The drop crates are loaded into the airplane. 10 boxes to a load, 20 beaver ready for the flight to Mountain Meadows.
Oh, dear.
The plane makes a careful approach, ready for the drop. Now into the air and down they swing. Down
terrified
to the ground
beaver.
Near a stream or a lake. The box opens and a most unusual and novel trip ends for Mr. Beaver.
Mr. Beaver.
He's on his way now. His nose and his instinct tell him where to find the water. There's room here for a new home. Conservation and management of fur-bearing animals are necessary.
There we are.
They're necessary if we're to have fur for the future.
Where's Peter now?
Yeah, think about that. You're dropping boxes of animals out of airplanes to make coats.
Yes.
Anyway,
so we will have fur forever. Oh, look at that little beaver. He's gone astray. He's drifted out of the Idaho sky and into Las Vegas, where he's being dropped at the Zappos factory. There it is.
We have time for one more tape. I love this one. It was trending yesterday. A guy goes into his bedroom and finds that another guy has passed out drunk in his bed.
Oh, no.
This guy doesn't live in the house. He's
cool about it, right?
Yeah, he handles it very cool. But, you know, who hasn't been so drunk that you just sort of fall asleep where you are?
Yeah, but you can get shot when
that
happens.
You can be shot. Luckily, this guy was cool about it.
You know where you are? I really just want to go to sleep, so you're literally in my bed right now.
You know my brother, so like, God.
What's your brother's name?
Koi Mai.
I've never heard that name before in my entire life.
That's all right.
Well, it's not, because you're literally in my bed right now.
What are you talking about, son?
What are you talking about?
You're in my bed if you're like talking about some.
That's when I'm on the horn.
Yeah.
Okay, got a guy here. He's being abusive. Haul him out of here. That guy's
super
cool. You're
going to be so rattled when you wake up in the morning and realize what a you are.
Yeah, probably.
Have you been in this house before?
Yeah, I used to live in this house.
Do you live in this house now, though?
Where are my shoes? All right. Have a nice night.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Thanks, it's nice buddy. Meeting you.
Nice meeting you too.
And as the beaver said when he got out of his box, Mike, where are my shoes? That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, Bye. Man. No, he said, oh, by the way, Mr. Moore, I love your app Compulsion. I really do. That's it. Another Michael Mary Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, and by the way, we will get to the mailbag tomorrow. On tomorrow's show. We're doing it Thursday this week. We do that occasionally. Send in anything you want to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. The Michael Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. And want to send a special message out to Oscar's Shannon, who had a little hand surgery today.
Oh, very sweet of you.
It's a minor surgery, but I hope she's doing well.
Thank
Shannon,
you.
From all of us at the Michael Mara Show, hope for a speedy recovery and you're back doing your regular yoga ASAP. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ball pit.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon. Good.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.